Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Jill Schlesinger is with us this morning from JillOnMoney.com. Her show airs every weekend on WBEN. And Jill, you know, we've seen some wild swings in stocks. How much of this has to do with what's just happening in the tech sector, or how much does it have to do with the election?
I don't think it has as much to do with the election. I know I'm in the minority. I just think that even if it were about election predictions back or forth, it's all up in the air anyway. So I think the big issue that is happening in the stock market right now is kind of a fascinating and wonky one. Hang in with me here, gang. You know, for about a year and a half, there have been big tech companies that have soared in value, right? And then what we were worried about was, well, wait a minute, it's such a narrow leadership of the stock market, that's bad. What we've been seeing over the last 2 weeks is that a lot of investors have decided, hey, wait a minute, there are other companies that are going to do well in the future. And in fact, as the Fed starts to cut interest rates, the companies that could really benefit from that are smaller companies. The reason why smaller companies have been hit so hard over the last couple of years is they're the ones that rely on debt a lot more than the bigger companies. A lot of those big companies locked in their debt levels a few years ago when we all were locking in low mortgage interest rates. The little companies didn't do that. And so what we are seeing is what is kind of like a classic rotation from some of the biggest names to some of the smaller names. And to wit, the S&P 500 is now up 14.5%, and that is not as much as it was up a few weeks ago. And the Russell 2000, which is the small stock index, which was essentially flat for most of this year, is now up 11.5%. So this, in many ways, is a good thing to see that there are not just five or six names that are leading us in the market, that more and more companies are able to participate. That's actually a good thing.
Well, it's, you know, Jill, I listen to everything you said and I try to understand, but I go with your best advice, which is to not pay attention that much, because I'm in it for the long haul. I don't want to think about it for a long period of time and ride out some of these waves. The thing that I am thinking about is something you're thinking about too, which is how exactly the economy is working right now. Higher prices, higher interest rates. yet we still keep on spending. And the question is, how? How does it all happen?
How is this happening? I mean, this is, you're not alone, my friend, because economists are also wondering how this is occurring. Late last week, we got a report from the government and they said, hey, the economy is doing better than what we anticipated. The economy grew in the second quarter of the year, April, May, June, by an annualized pace of 2.8%. In perspective, gang, everyone who was like predicting economic cycles said things will slow down a little bit. We only grew by 1.4% in the first quarter. They thought maybe we would have a little bit of a bump up, maybe 2% growth. Comes in at 2.8. Everyone's like, holy smokes, what happened? A couple of things to keep in mind. There are some caveats. Number one, this report gets revised two times. So we might see that 2.8 number come down. Could happen. Another thing is that there was one part of the report that showed a huge spending by companies. Some of that has to do with problems that we saw in equipment production for the transportation industry earlier in this year. And when you buy a plane, it's a big spend. So if you were going to do that in the first quarter and it ended up popping into the second quarter, that doesn't really mean that the whole economy is just on fire. That said, consumers are confounding economists. Wealthier Americans we get. Your house value is up. Your stock value is up. You probably have a good job, even if you're not getting huge raises. Great, right? But we don't get how low to middle Americans, a lot of people who have already spent down their pandemic savings and they are struggling amid higher prices, we don't get how they are actually keeping up. I think two reasons explain it. One, they're turning to credit cards. Not a ton, but we are seeing credit card rates start to pop up. And two, their wages are ahead of the inflation rate. So low to medium earners are essentially, so we're talking about people who earn, let's say, less than $70,000 or $80,000 in the economy. Those folks, if they have jobs, that their wage increases are outpacing the inflation rate now. So they can spend and they can also support their credit card debt. Is that a long explanation? My
wow.
God,
yeah,
I'm very verbose today. Jeez.
This is an important week for the economy. We've got a Fed meeting. July jobs report comes out at the end of the week. I mean, it seems like we're in this fragile place. What are you expecting?
Well, I think that this is an important week that will help define like whether or not you can just hit the snooze button for August. Okay. So we do have a Fed meeting. I don't think they're going to do anything at this meeting. I don't, because this is a Federal Reserve that likes to telegraph what they're going to do. We know that Fed Chair Powell told Congress that he needs more good data before starting to cut interest rates. We know that all the regional Fed presidents have been running around the country giving speeches saying we're not quite there yet. That tells me July is not going to happen. But that means that September meeting, that the mid-September meeting of the Fed is probably where we will get that first rate cut. Then on Friday, we get a jobs report. And the job market has been very strong. As you heard me just say, like if you have a job and you're able to keep that job, your wages have been ahead of the inflation rate, that's all good news. The jobs report is expected to show that the economy produced 175,000 jobs in the month. The unemployment rate will likely stay at 4.1%. Keep an eye on wages. If wages start to go down very precipitously, so we're at 3.9% higher than we were a year ago in wages. If that happens, then that is could be a sign that the economy is really going to slow down. Right now, things look good. Don't have to worry too much. Take the Brian method, like chill out. I'm going to take August off. I feel like this is all done. We're good. We're all good.
I'm game.
Would you take media? Media needs August off. Media is very tired.
Yeah. Hey, Jill, thanks so much. And we'll talk again soon. Jill Schlesinger, Jill on Money. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.